Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kenneth Vigue, and I hope everyone is faring well. Whether through the advent of social media or just general increased conflict and tensions in the world politically and socially, it has been a long and hard winter. The psychological toll of over a year of all of this is affecting everyone, myself included. There are days when I've cried for no reason or feel angry for no reason. But I look for lights in all of the darkness. And if you look in the right place, you can find them. I find them in the form of the over 300 streamers, content creators, and community leaders that mobilized all over the world to support Fallout for Hope. Together, we raised over $106,000 for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the sick children they give hope to. I find light in our active Discord community and my extended family who wander the wastes with me, helping me and each other feel less alone at a time where hugs cannot happen. Don't be afraid to look for your own lights. We'll get through this. Now, back to where we left Chad, Simon, and the gang. New faces have arrived in Appalachia, coinciding with the dangerous decision to reopen Camp Wanagrindalot after the murders that occurred there last year. Farmer Thomas Mueller returns to his ancestral family home to restart his orchard, and a rumbling, speeding van heralds the arrival of a surfer ghoul named Davy. Chad and the gang celebrate Susie's birthday, and he surprises her by announcing that they will be headed back to camp for some fun relaxation. At the prison, the overseer had escaped with a trail of blood in her wake as the judge makes a power play, the first of many, taking over the facility and sending Commander Johns packing. Simon, suspiciously absent, reappears and shatters Jake and Amada's stretch of peace and happiness with a shocking revelation. Not only can they not die, but that they aren't aging, and that with each spin of the wheel at the point of death and rebirth, they lose parts of their very soul. As Jake and Amada hop in Davy's van to chase down the secrets and keys that can unlock the Appalachia experiment, Simon comes face to face with the Sickle Man and loses. We return now to Appalachia, but not the Appalachia we know. Come with me now as we find ourselves on a quiet stretch of highway, long before the Great War. A limousine is speeding towards the asylum, where two titans of the old world will do something unspeakable and set in motion a chain of events that will have dire consequences for our gang this season. Put a thumb out. Let's hope that car will give us a lift. The Sickle Man is Here, Part 2 begins now.
We'll be right back. hit song, Never Letting Go. This is your voice of the night, every night. Alan Boucher on Bedtime Magic, WAPP Morgantown. Looking out across the sleeping streets of the city to the Vault-Tec University clock tower, it's approaching 10 o'clock on September 18th, 2056. So tuck yourself into something warm, because we have more soothing sounds to drift you off to dreamland. And now, Anita Mann with her song, A Commie Stole My Heart.
Good evening, sir. Visitors' hours ended at 7 p.m.
Got a special invitation by Dr. Kessel. He's said to give you this.
This late? A little unusual. This is the Trans-Allegheny Insane Asylum. Not a speakeasy. We don't get casual visitors after dark.
Passenger side window, please, Warren.
Yes, sir.
My good man, as you can see there, everything is in order, and we're a little pressed for time this evening.
Well, just hold your horses, fella.
May I ask your name?
It's Tillerson. Charles Tillerson.
Mr. Tillerson, may I call you Charles?
Sure.
Charles, would you mind stepping closer? It's laboring for us to be shouting at each other from this distance, and I've always believed that men speak as men with greater respect when we can see what it is in the eyes of another.
Look, buddy, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I didn't recognize you.
It's quite all right.
Doctor, the other fella arrived a while ago. Let me grab the gates. Oh, boy, I'm terribly sorry.
As I said, quite all right. We pull up here after dark, a deviation from the norm. Doing your job adequately, you assess, suspect, and verify. That is admirable. Awareness and alertness in your particular profession will get you far, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Have a pleasant evening, Warren. If you wouldn't mind waiting here with the car. The business this evening is a little ridiculous, but there is sufficient staffing to ensure my safety in this godforsaken place.
All the same, boss. Here, take this.
No. Thank you, but no. The security personnel at this facility are sufficient.
Good evening.
And to you. I'm expected.
Of course. Let me check the guest registry.
This is off the books. Dr. Kessel and his guest are expecting me.
One moment, please. Name, please.
House. Robert House. I'm here to meet Dr. Braun.
Oh, of course. Director, a Mr. House is here at... Yes, Doctor, I'll send him right up. What's that? I'll tell him. Dr. Braun can escort you, Mr. House.
Ah, my dear Robert. It is nice to see you. Your trip was pleasant, Nine?
Stan, I wish I could say as such, but we encountered turbulence over the Rockies.
Ah, I wish you wouldn't call me that. You know I hate it. It would be like me calling you Robbie.
I would find an inventive way to kill you. What precisely is this all about? I assume the upgraded circuitry was 68% more effective.
Ah! We have sustained an 89% transference with virtually 9 data loss. Ah, it is excellent.
89%?
Yeah. Come, I should take you up. Herr Dr. Kessel is waiting for us.
And the subject?
Bah! The body was weak. The patient died upon download.
Project Lazarus is a pipe dream, Stan. A fantasy deus ex machina project of youth, when we wore the faces of younger men. We have far more pressing projects to attend to. My global resource models have mathematically predicted, with 98.2% accuracy, that within 3 years and 4 months, the last vestiges of the Middle Eastern oil fields will be exhausted. This array is an impossibility.
This Tuscany House, I have learned to use the word impossible with the greatest of caution.
Be that as it may, I'm not looking for a repeat of that unpleasantness with Subject A-89.
We are geniuses held back by technology that isn't here yet. But technology is not invented unless it serves a need of its master.
Serves mankind, I think you mean.
Yeah, mankind.
Where's Kessel?
I sent him off to shuffle his papers. The man is an imbecile. The patient is quite restrained.
What's this one's story?
Subject V101 Alpha. Herr Miller. Victor Miller. Herr Miller was a naughty, naughty boy. Very naughty indeed. He's a killer, Herr House. He is perfect.
There it was. getting ready for the cutback, heading down the line when A-double overhead pushed me into a piece of old jetty and dingoes my board. Well, dudes, I axed hard, and then I looked up and saw the bomb.
Jesus Christ. Can you understand any of this?
Some. I read a bunch of manuals on obscure things back in the vault, like recreational plumbing, volleyball, and surfing. Surfing, though, was mostly fun reading. I wasn't entirely sure what we'd need out here, and you and Simon were always screwing around. One of us has had to actually study.
Fun reading?
What? You should see those guys. They were cut.
I was getting licked. I'm talking head over heels.
I could be getting that right now at home. But this is fine too, I guess.
Some wax amp does a turtle roll and almost takes off my melon when all of a sudden, dudes, everything goes like total white cap. Sky, everything. Big flash. Just like that, everything totally red. You know what I mean? Sky was on fire. I got totally cooked. From surf bro to rad ghoul.
It's amazing that some of you were able to survive. I can't even imagine what you must have gone through.
Oh, it was some wild times, Surf Bunny, let me tell you. So we took a shelter inside this Kiss Resort for a few weeks before I hit the hills. What's your telegram, 511?
511? Well, we were born in a local vault. Vault 76. Just trying to survive out here like anyone. Settle down, really. Jake? Jake, what are you doing?
This hole in the roof is amazing. You should try this. It's amazing. Come on.
Boy, boy, live it up, dude.
Oh, wow. This is awesome.
Hey, what's that? Hey, Davey, slow up. There's people up there.
Looks like some beachcombers crawling the pave.
What the actual fuck? This thing moves? This van drives? That's awesome.
Hey, can you give us a ride in that thing? We were running from mole rats for the last 5 miles. I hate those little fuckers.
Where are you headed?
Can't point a grand a lot. Head towards Crystal Lake.
Well, you're in luck. That's where we're headed to.
Talk about kismet, then. We needed the work. Shelter, food, and caps can't go wrong. Plus, nice clean air, crystal clear waters.
Crystal clear irradiated water. Oh, and spacious cabins. Still drenched in blood from a scootacular murder spree last year.
Come on, dude, it'll be great.
Sure, let's go with that.
Old Dick here.
Ah, come on, you know I hate when you call me that.
And I met over in the mire. I hear this guy screaming at the top of his lungs. So I load up my plasma rifle, hoof it on down the road, and here's this guy, nothing but his underwear, running down the street, being chased by about 4 Mirelurks.
I'd been sheltering in an abandoned bunker out there that some survivalist was probably using at some point. Found some soap and water that wasn't coated in radioactive fuzz, and had been taking a bath in this little watering hole when all of a sudden, you know, I started feeling something rubbing my leg.
First good rub down you've had since Reclamation Day.
Shut up, dude. So I go to brush it away, and I realize it's one of those bastards' giant legs. So I freak and, start running.
And along comes Dave to save the day. A few blasts, and they were cooked. My brother over here and I bonded over a campfire, chowing down on some buttered Mirelurk legs.
Hey, but enough about us. Where the hell did you find this sweet ride?
Found Malibu back in Virginia Beach, bruh. But she was the skids. Had to wham, bam, crank shaft, clean up before she could hit the road. Be chasing the sunset ever since. Hold up. 5150? Bros, I see the popo.
Ah, shit. It's the new responders.
The prison is lit up like a Christmas tree. I wonder what's going on.
Well, now I've seen everything. A working van. I'd ask to see her license and registration, but anyone who has either of those from those goddamn DMV robots would have to be either patient or a sadist. Jake? Amada?
Hey!
Where are you folks headed tonight?
The chill waters of Crystal. Gonna teach some ghouls how to hang 10, or hang 7 if they've, you know, lost a few sandal curlers, you feel me?
What language is that?
Virginia Beach. We're headed out to Camp Wanna-Grind-A-Lot. Scoutmaster Stewart and Brian were looking to fill counselor positions again. We're just looking to make some caps.
So, what's going on up there anyway? Something happened?
Prison break. Overseer's out and the judge is on the warpath.
What?
Oh, shit.
Alright, hold up. Now, isn't she the one that, you know, offed everyone there last year?
Yep. Sure was.
Alright, well, you can let me out. I'm gonna go home. Fuck all this.
Put some ice cubes on those nipples, Dick. It'll be fine. Here, have a cotton candy bite.
Well, I do love some cotton candy bites. Yum, yum.
Listen, you guys best be getting out of here with this vehicle. If he sees it, I have every expectation he'll seize it. Stick to the road and head straight for the camp. We're dispatching some officers from HQ to the campground just to keep an eye on things, on the down low. After being cooped up in there, I think she's gonna go underground. It'd be crazy for her to head back there. Too obvious.
Right on, Captain Obvious. We truck along lickety-split.
That's Commander. Anyway, move along. Remember, stick to the road. We've got other crazies that broke out as well. Keep your eyes peeled and stay well armed.
We will.
Amada?
I know.
Look, I know we're trying to figure things out here, but I've got a bad feeling about all of this. It's one thing to get back in bed with Simon, so to speak. This is a whole other level of shit we don't need. Of course, the Overseer is going to be beelining it to the camp.
But if those old horror movies taught me anything back in the vault, the two of us going off on our own, back at a diner, in the middle of nowhere, would be a death sentence. We're better off sticking together. Besides, the place will be surrounded with new responders.
Those old movies were awful, remember? God, what was it? Oh, Nuka Monster. Man, that was a shit film.
Hey, you guys remember Ripper?
That movie was formulaic garbage. Honestly, when one of the doomed characters says, "Oh, what could possibly go wrong?" and
"Look out!
Someone in the road!"
"Out of the road, nerd!" "Serves up! Oh, why? Serves up!" "Count digits, fidgets and feats. You good, Jade Diggity?"
"Yeah, Mata."
"Fine. Hit my head on the dash, but I'm fine. What about you guys?"
"Oh, I went face first into a bong, but yeah, otherwise I'm fine."
"Smooth move there with the what could possibly go wrong."
"Oh, dude, my wheel's totally axed."
"Over here too. All four tires. What the hell could have caused that, Jake? Where are you going?"
"Checking the road. Looks like we hit something."
"Well, hold up. It's dark out here."
"Well, shit."
Punji board stretched across the road.
"That's weird. Stay right here by the road. Be right back. I need to take a leak since top of the world."
"Be careful."
"You know it." Amada? That you? Got it out.
You know I'm P-Shy. Amada? Shit! No, Overseer, stop!
Jake, what's wrong?
Run!
What is it?
It's her.
What's all the static, Gets?
You guys okay over there?
Who is that?
Back! Get back to the van!
Nope, fuck this!
Whoa, that dude's got a blade!
Overseer, stop! Please!
Get the van open!
Where are the keys?
Oh, dang, dude! I think I dropped them!
Get behind me. Anybody got weapons?
I have a boxing glove.
What? Where the hell's the gun?
In the van.
Oh, great. Well, I have some buff out. Any of you fellas want to white knight a girl?
When evil walks the hills of Appalachia.
Who's that?
One man lurks in the shadows, shielding the innocent.
Oh, bro, is this my dealer? I paid you, dude.
Judging the guilty.
I didn't do it, I swear.
The Silver Shroud!
I'm sorry, what?
Don't take one more step, you sackclothes, sickle-wielding evildoer. Your murdering rampage of teens who personify the dangers of premarital sex and risk taking in a society where social norms have imploded ends here with my dark and terrible justice.
Oh, I remember this dude.
So you have chosen death. Well, it has come for you, Sickle Man, and I am its shroud!
Get down!
Oh, man! Lots of comic books! Oh, God! I love those comics!
What the hell? She's just absorbing the bullets.
Oh my God, she's a food build!
Yes, drink well, you vile villain. You sip that soda. My silver Tommy gun may be out of bullets, but thankfully I have the silver Gatling plasma of justice.
Kill her now!
She's getting away!
Flee while you can! While I attend to these stranded motorists, heed my words. You will taste the sweet lead of my terrible justice when next we meet.
Hey, thanks for that.
Thanks are not needed, kind citizen. I, the Silver Shroud, am but just a humble servant against the forces of darkness.
Yeah, I guess. What's with this guy?
My flesh avatar, Charles Bishop, is off to RBTS Radio, the only functioning radio station in the region, to lend his dazzling vocals, his polished presence, and his stellar delivery.
Okay, then.
Where might my flesh avatar, Charles Bishop, find RBTS Radio?
He's just across from the Charleston Herald building, opposite the highway between there and Wade Airport.
The Shroud thanks you for your civility, fair maiden. And remember, stay on the right side of the law. Eat your vegetables and frottage only until you are married. Because if you don't, you will taste the terrible justice of... the Silver Shroud!
We can still see you.
Well, that was different.
Okay, that was a little too close for comfort. I don't like this. Any of it. I was this close to losing my melon, which I'm kind of partial to, and I... Huh. Look over there.
What?
That house in the woods. Thought I saw a lantern in the window.
I don't see anything. Probably just your Pip-Boy light reflecting on the windows.
Yeah, let's go with that.
What was it back there anyway?
Punchy boards. Looks like someone's sick joke.
Well, Malibu's on the rocks. She only has one spare. I'll need to scare up some new rubbers.
Oh, great. Just great.
Not much we can do at this hour. We'll have to hunt to find a van with tires that are melted or blown out. We're going to have to hike to camp from here. Not that far of a hike from here. If we cut across through the woods, that'll bring us to the far side of the lake, and we can work our way around from there.
Groovy! Let me grab my kit. Grab your gear, dudes.
If I get murdered in the woods, I am going to haunt you.
Ghost!
Right. Let's go, gang. Stay close. Keep up.
Oh, all this kooky cab has some devil dogs. You ever snuffed one of those bad boys?
Was Anita Huggin Kiss with that classical number, Notice Me Pie Man, RBTS AM, the radio voice of Appalachia, broadcasting live from the Meyer at 5,000 watts, slamming sweet beats straight into your melon as you run from post-apocalyptic horrors. This is your music host, the Night Wolf, oh! Bringing you all the classics from the golden age before everything went straight to hell. Coming up, more jazzed up chart topping bangers from the big band era. But first, a word from the sponsors of tonight's show. The folks over at Camp Wanna Grindalot, who have recently got all the blood stains out of the floors and walls, are inviting Ghoul Scouts to spend a few weeks on BEA beautiful Crystal Lake.
No, you go.
No, you go.
Okay, let's both go.
Are you sure?
We're recording this, so, you know, in your own time.
I have a swell idea. Let's both go.
Oh, Brian, you're so smart. You sure know how to make a girl's socks curl.
Ready? One, two, three. Well, hey there. I'm Brian Williams, head counselor, merit badge completionist, and chair for the Appalachia Order of the Arrow Fire.
And I'm Marianne Belts, senior counselor, ukulele player, and blushing uber virgin.
If your little ghouls are demonstrating unwanted behavior, instead of letting them go feral and putting them down with a shotgun, why not sign them up for 2 weeks at Camp Wanna Grindalot?
Camp Wanna Grindalot is an Appalachia tradition, one of the oldest and most renowned boys and girls camps in the state. Located on picturesque Crystal Lake, our camp is nestled among majestic evergreens, kissed by the cooling winds that blow in off the lake on sweltering days.
Camp Wanna Grindalot is built on a culture of timeless values. Your little ghouls with their horrifying skin conditions and an eternity trapped in the body of a child will forge new, lifelong friendships and acquire essential skills for survival and good citizenship and emerge self-assured and productive, non-feral members of society.
Over 50 acres of recreational activities, breathtaking nature trails, and well-kept lakefront await you. Our cabins offer comfortable and ample accommodations, while our original and fully renovated main lodge will be your hub for well-balanced meals and community.
For just 500 caps for 2 weeks, we invite you to join us for another summer of good, clean fun at Camp Wanna Grindalot.
Everywhere we go,
everywhere we go,
people wanna know,
people wanna know
who we are,
who we are,
and where we come from,
and where we come from.
We always tell them,
we always tell them, wanna wanna grind a lot.
Woo! So crunch those caps, dads, but remember, teens, keep it in your pants out there and play it fast and loose up on Lover's Leap. Wouldn't want you to lose your heads. This is the Night Wolf. Oh! And now for the Headless Six and their rockin' ballad, Tonight's the Night. He doesn't pay me enough to air this shit. Now you, Hugo.
Jesus Christ.
What's cooking, boss? You look like someone danced on your grave.
Where's that vodka you've been stashing?
I have no idea what you're yapping about.
Now. I need a fucking drink.
All right. Keep it in your pants. Here. Whoa, slow your roll. You'll end up licking the ties if you swig it like that. What's up?
Everything at the prison went to hell. Massive jailbreak, overseers on the loose. Oh, and on a killing spree. I have never seen so many bloody paperbacks.
That crazy cook who killed all them kids last year?
The same. She couldn't have gotten out of there without help.
No. Look, boss, you need to drop this sickle investigation thing. Let the officials take care of it. We've got a station to run.
Decades ago, my grandfather got his start in radio as an investigative journalist, okay? The Nuka-Cola War and their shady dealings, the Robco espionage rings, man. He busted up communist clubs and championed consumers against big business. This, it's more than personal. To me, it's heritage.
What exactly do you think you're gonna do? We need your help here. You've had me spinning tapes and records in 14-hour shifts. We need some new blood in here if you're gonna be an absentee boss.
We are not amateur television broadcasters. Charles Bishop is here. The golden voice of Appalachia Land. The method actor extraordinaire. Chairman of the Silver Shroud Fan Club. And musician whose digits are known to fidget across the strings and keys, leaving broken hearts from here to the ash heap.
Are you done?
Yes, indeed. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Judging by that battered hat, mud-spattered tweed suit, and vacant expression, you must be the station owner and proprietor, Hugo Warren.
Quite so. And you're Charles Bishop, you said?
Yes, indeed, my good man. And you there, with the alcohol-stained wife-beater, bedraggled glass-back hairdo, and sunglasses pilfered off a corpse, must be what he considers to be a talent.
Now look here, shitstick.
Such language. Fear not, my cliché colleague. I am here to add my dulcet tones and pleasing personage to the morning drive. Well, I said drive. Truly, it's more like a morning grind. Am I right?
The wheels are coming off here. So, you're applying for the open DJ position?
Quiet!
Well, look, fella. I've never heard of you, but then again, I didn't mingle much with the weird theatrical emo crowd in the vault down on level 5. Repair shop was more my thing, honestly. But anyway, what exactly can you do?
Firstly, radio drama. Walking the streets of Morgantown, on the airwaves of justice, whatever goo pile or crumbled corpse houses the essence of evil, I will enact my terrible justice upon it. Death is coming for you, and I am its shroud!
No. Nah. The Silver Shroud? We can't broadcast those stories.
Why not?
Because the mic is still on, the song has stopped, and this nonsense is going out on the airwaves. Wait for it. Any minute.
Hugo Warren, proprietor of RBTS Radio, radio license D772-112A, you are hereby fined 1,000 caps for violating the owned copyright of any and all likeness, performances, names, or characters owned by Hubris Comics Publishing, Inc. A motion has been filed with the United States Copyright Office, Washington, D.C. A cease and desist letter has been dispatched by Mr. Messenger from the Charleston Law Offices of Morgan & Morgan related to misuse of the Silver Shroud property.
Yep. Here you go. See you again soon.
Have a pleasant day!
That's why. All of those systems? Yeah, they're still running automatically. We can't air, much less perform any of those stories. So, we'll need to think of something no one owns or cares about.
That is both offensive and baffling. What about, what was that rag comic parody that everyone hated? Ah, The Bland Banshee.
Sure, we can do that. Ooh, we could do with some new radio dramas. You know, there's only so many times I can listen to Butcher Pete while running for my life before I want to smash my Pip-Boy to pieces. What else you got?
Stand back! You have no doubt heard of my hot single, Caps on My Mind?
No.
Is that supposed to be a song?
Allow me to excite your ear holes, fellas. Where I come from, you've got caps on your mind. Da-da, da-da. Hear that clinking, jangling, jingling all of the time.
You know what? That's not half bad. I'm sold. You're hired.
What?
Perfection. Which way to the green room? Where is the employee lounge? I hope we have a fully stocked bar. Mr. Charles Bishop starts his morning with a highball.
I hope you know what you're doing. He's going to be a handful.
Look, before you were the Night Wolf, you were a Vault-Tec septic diver named Buck Wiggins. I gave you a break. Now give him one. Now, I'm off.
Where are you going?
I'm going to grab some shut-eye, then I'm going to head out to that camp to do some poking around. There's an old abandoned cabin across the lake I'll be crashing at. Keep the lights on. Any issues, send the Mr. Handy, Pennyworth, out to find me.
Fair enough, boss. Good evening, Appalachia! And now we dig deep into the jukebox to smash some buttons and send some sweet sounds out there to the likely doomed denizens out at Crystal Lake. Here's a little number from Lyle Lovington, who promises to love you forever as he sings his love ballad, The World Could End Tonight.
Well, gang, that sure was a swell can-do day. We sure put those elbows to work and got the bloodstains out of the hardwood. With bellies full and spirits high, time to get the old ukulele out and sing a little song. If you know the lyrics, sing along. Kumbaya.
Someone singing, Lord. You could say that again, kid. Personally, old Willie would like to introduce her to his perk loadout. Know what I mean? Ugh,
you're a creep.
You know it.
What even was that for dinner? I think mine was still moving.
Old Slick Willie's down-home liver and onions. Sticks to your ribs, goodness.
Onions? Where did you find onions?
Well, on the confidential, like, I fish fight a nest of them out behind the barn each night so I can milk them brood mothers for the breakfast chow line.
Jesus Christ, that's gross.
Well, some of the fellas who love that brood mother real nice don't take kindly to old Slick Willie getting the milk on, so I usually have to kill a few of them before the job is done. You toss their skins in the oven with some salt and they make a substitute, or you can just eat them extra crispy like I do as cracklings.
I'm gonna be sick.
Well, I must say this kitchen is looking spick and span. Let's see those utensils, Becky.
Here.
Well, golly, I sure am proud of how you have flourished as an orphan in my care. I can practically see the macula of my pupil in the spit-polished shine of this fork. You get an A+ from me. And with that, I proudly present your domestic matron merit badge. I couldn't be more proud.
Thanks.
Ahem, if I could have everyone's attention, please. Scoutmaster Stewart would like to address the staff.
Thank you, Councillor Bryan. As you know, this is our third night here, and I couldn't be more delighted with how everyone has pulled together to whip Camp Wanna-Grind-A-Lot back into shape after a year of exposure to the elements and destruction to many of the cabins by wandering hordes of liberators. The final coat of paint was splashed on the boathouse this evening, and I am delighted to report that a Mr. Messenger has successfully delivered a message to us, after 15 attempts, mind you, that this year's Ghoul Scouts will be arriving throughout the day tomorrow. I am also happy to report that enrollment has increased by 25% over last year.
That's swell.
You've said it, Brian, with those virtuous and luscious lips. Clearly, our message of good living, a dedication to the Scout motto, and possessing a healthy mind and body has reached those kids with their skin conditions and brought them by the number.
You said it, Marianne. You delicious biped with pleasing dimensions and childbearing hips.
Yes, that's enough of that, you two. It is more likely that some of the notoriety and unpleasantness is bringing many children here this season for thrills and chills. But as per our team meeting last evening, the events of last year are not to be discussed. As you know, we are still several councillors short, but thanks to the efforts of councillors Marianne Belts and Brian Williams, our recruitment posters and radio commercial should rectify that quickly. In the meanwhile, I wanted to introduce you all to our new camp nurse, Agatha Simpson.
Oh, hello, dears. It's a pleasure to meet you all. Hopefully the poison ivy and giant killer mosquito bites will be minimal this year. But if they do, Nurse Simpson is here.
Well, bless my bunions. Slick Willie wants Venus.
What?
What a looker. Put the rest of these pots and pans away, kid. Old Willie is going courting, hoping she'll ride.
And with introductions concluded, I'll bid you all a good night. Brian, if you wouldn't mind closing up for the evening, I have to see to a bear problem at the apiary. They keep fighting with the bees.
You can count on me, Headmaster Stewart.
Say, Brian, why don't we all do one more round of ice-cold Nuka Quantums and ride the sugar high through a round of 99 bottles of purified water?
Oh, Marianne, you're so delicious with your sugary seduction. Let's do it. 99 bottles of purified water on the ground. 99 bottles of purified water. You pick one up, fight off a ghoul. You got 98 bottles of purified water in the trash. 98 bottles of purified water in the trash. 98 bottles of purified water. You take one up, get some rads. You got 97 bottles of purified water surrounded by ticks. 97 bottles of purified water surrounded by ticks. 97 bottles of purified water. They suck and go splat. What's up with that? 97 bottles of purified water just got drank.
Right, that's enough for me, thanks. I'm going to bed.
Oh, these slightly irradiated bubbles are going right to my frontal lobe. You tuck yourself in nice and tight, Becky, and don't forget to recite the Ghoul Scout motto.
Whatever. Night.
Oh, don't am why, mon cherry. Allow myself to introduce myself. Ignatius Willard is the name. May I lick your hand?
No.
Well, you can't flick a tick for trying. Ooh-wee. My friends call me Slick Willy.
Hey, just like that water park of questionable construction and the tackiest of themes.
That sumbitch Burt Castle paid me just $50 in a case of beer and sketched old Willy for his rag comic book, like some kind of French girl. Even had me talking to some kind of recording contraption. All kinds of messages about some water park he was thinking of building.
Watch your language, Mr. Willy. Casual use of obscenities is simply the effort of a feeble brain looking to express itself forcibly. As per the Scout Handbook in Chapter 18, Subsection 3, if you find yourself experiencing frustration about an encounter with an unsavory individual, or happen to strike your thumb while building a birdhouse, find an alternative and socially acceptable word to use instead. For me, I say, oh, crickets! In fact, it was our own first president, George Washington, who said that...
Shut up, Brian!
Would you like to see my kinkle, Brian?
What?
Now blow it out your caster the paria. Well, sir, that old snake in the grass, Burt Castle, stole my name and my persona image for those awful cartoons in that crazy water park. Old Willie was making a living as a fluffer for Golden Globe Studios before that day the world went to hell. But don't you worry, darling. Just because old Willie's got the skin of an open-faced roast beef sandwich doesn't mean he doesn't know how to treat a lady.
Yes, well, Ignatius...
Call me Slick.
I'd rather not. Mr. Willard, I'd like you to visit my nurse's hut in the morning. From the milky color in your pupils and the way your hands are shaking, you look like you've caught some kind of a disease.
You bet your girdle. I've been collecting them. I've almost got a full set. Flap limb, buzz brain, sludge lung, and on Salisbury steak night, swamp gas. But that old elusive whoopsie is my white whale, my dear. One day, I'll have the full set.
You're disgusting.
Your sweet, honeyed words are going right to Willie's one pair of underwear.
Right. Well, as lovely as casual conversation is during off hours as an essential tool to build rapport and camaraderie amongst fellow counselors, it's time for Shut-Eye, team. Scoutmaster Stewart said we have all new merit badges and even backpacks this year for the scouts to work on acquiring as part of their journey into adulthood that will never come.
Well, that's my cue. Good night.
Until the cock crows at dawn. My little ash rose.
Whatever.
May I have the pleasure of escorting you to your lodging, Marianne, and bid you a firm handshake goodnight?
Well, thanks, Brian. All this soda has me weak in the knees.
Pansy ass weirdo.
And a pleasant good evening to you, Mr. Willard.
Time for old Willie to wet his whistle. Best be checking my still. Oh, Miss Simpson, oh, don't you cry for me. For I come from Appalachia with my banjo on my knee. Who's that? Brian? Look, you long-eared dweebo. Willie's no mood for your flappy jaw. I'm a regular curly wolf after I get some of the moonshine in me. Blasted bird.
Get at thee, you mutated jaguar bastard. Stay out of those beehives. Mr. Willard, I could use a hand here.
Old Willie's off the clock with dishpan hands, and he's off to chase the demon with some moonshine. Good luck, you tin-plated vermin. Hey, time to test old Willie's hooch. Ooh-wee. Old Willie's riding White Lightning tonight.
Will you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to sleep.
Go to bed, you old coot.
Who is you?
Anytime, my dear.
Huh? What's that? Huh? Looks like a trail of blood. Hey! Look here, you blue-suited polecat. If any of you Gelder and Raiders are looking for a scrap, Willie will kiss your keister with his old blue here.
Hey, who is that? 5-0 new responders, hold it right there.
Cool your tits, Flatfoot. It's Willie.
Mr. Willard, what are you doing out here?
I could ask you the same question.
We had a prison break. Commander dispatched some officers to patrol the perimeter of the camp here. There was some concern after last year's unpleasantness. Hey, what's that?
It's blood, you fool. Oh, Willie was just getting ready to unload and skin himself a raider.
Hold up. Heads off in this direction.
Who is that? Is it someone new? We're still hiring.
It's Officer Hawkins, Scoutmaster Stewart. Jeez, is everyone awake?
What brings you out here? What's the trouble?
Prison break. Commander Johns will be here with the judge and District Attorney Fletcher to discuss a delicate matter with you. But suffice to say for now, we have the camp surrounded by officers and fire breathers to keep an eye out.
Is that blood?
Yeah, let's go. Heads off around the lake shore here. Stay close, stay aware.
All of our counselors are accounted for. Can't be from the bear. I flamethrowered him off to the other side of the lake.
No, this is human blood. Look, loops back round towards the back side of the camp.
Well, let's crack on with it. Old Willie has to drain his snake. Hoo-wee.
Shh! Jesus Christ, keep it down.
This path loops back up to the bathroom and shower hut. What is that?
Some kind of light. Candles?
It's probably those two geeks practicing the dark arts. They're so tight, they need Old Scratch to peel their panties off.
Jesus Christ, that's...
Some kind of coal shrine. This wasn't here when we started cleanup last week.
The skulls look... Oh, I'm gonna be sick. They look freshly stripped of flesh.
There were rumors of a totem or shrine at the old campground in my databanks. But to my knowledge, they were removed as evidence. They certainly weren't here last year. Or if they were, we never found them.
Some stumps in the ground here. Looks like brush had been cleared recently. This has probably been here for a while and you never noticed. Right. I need a report in, so you guys should shut down or head to bed. Let's keep this area clear.
Fair enough. But old Willie will be sleeping with old Blue here, locked and loaded just in case. Heh! And just in case there's some crazy sumbitch out there, old Willie sleeps like the good Lord intended.
I'll be in my office during breakfast when most of the staff will be busy eating. If convenient, I can meet with the judge, District Attorney Fletcher, and Commander Jones then. While repairing the old groundskeeper's cabin, we found a false wall and some old file boxes. That may be of interest.
Will do. Good night.
And to you, sir.
Part of that authentic outdoor experience. You're bound to get your nails a little dirty.
Like, I think it was from all those rats we got wandering through that swamp.
Why we didn't stick to the road is beyond me.
Because it's late, and I wanted to get the kid checked in and in a bed before everyone else there did. Place is probably all shut up for now. We should be able to find one of the cabins unlocked. Can crash and check in first thing in the morning.
Joe, what punch do it come?
It's a camp, dude. And, I don't know, there's lots of stuff you can do.
What happened at camp?
Not much different from what we do now. Except the beds are hard as rocks. The shit house will knock you out. You get to try and fall asleep, but spend the night freaking out because you hear a fucking mosquito and can't find it. Mind you, they are as big as a dog now, so it's probably under your goddamn bed, waiting to stick its prostate proboscis up your garbage chute.
Are we there yet, Mr. Punch?
Little Fred, sleep more.
Aren't your arms tired?
No, Punch strong. You sleep.
Where the hell are we? Maybe we take a quick break so something can tickle my fanny. Or maybe we can build a trap camp?
What's up with these trees?
I think it's like an orchard. Apple orchard.
I thought apples came from boxes.
For fuck's sake, no. The apples grew on a tree before they were chemo-magically sprinkled with asbestos or some other shit to preserve them for hundreds of years.
Asbest? I've got the best ass, right, baby?
You know it.
Oh! Oh! Jesus Christ, that hurts! Get it off me! Moose!
What is it? What's wrong?
What happened?
Moose meatbag friend stepping boo-boo claw.
Oh, man. Someone make popcorn.
She's in a bear trap. Here, lean on me, Pats.
Please get it off me. Oh, fuck. Owie.
Hold on, babe. Damn, you got your foot right in there.
Can you force it open, bro?
Moose, just eat meatbag friend now. She broke. Maybe make nice roast rump.
No. Damn it, bro. Okay, Pats, hold up. This is gonna hurt.
Oh, fuck! Oh.
Damn, that doesn't look good. Punch, dude, pass me stem pack.
No stem pack, Chode.
What do you mean? We had like 5 of them left.
Punch guy hungry. Stem pack, yuck, not tasty. Tickle tummy, all bad.
You ate them?
Crunchy bits, good. Red jelly, gooey, yuck.
Right. She's not going to be able to walk on that. We need to find a place to scab or maybe bum a stem pack off someone.
Hop up, babe.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Patsy's ankles love to bleed.
Shut that thing up.
No, you shut up. Ella and I were sleeping. Now we're awake and cranky. It's your dumb fault for walking into a claptrap.
Come on. I think I see a house over there.
You okay?
No, Moose. My fucking ankle looks like a Brahmin burger.
Oh, Punch can eat?
Shut up, Punch.
Not cool, dude.
Aw, no yummy ankle for Punch.
Okay, you guys. Hold back here, in case there's trouble. Yo, anyone home? We need help. Hey, anyone in there?
Hold up. Heavenly days, what's all this racket? Yes? Yes, what is it?
Excuse me, dude. We were cutting through your orchard back there, and my friend here got her foot stuck in a bear trap.
Oh, no. I hope she's not hurt.
Well, we got her out, but her ankle's messed up real good.
Oh, dear, dear. That won't do. That won't do at all. You know, I laid some traps back there because of all of those blasted Yaoguayan mole rats coming through and trampling my saplings.
Everything okay, dude?
Yeah. Hold up.
Well, where are my manners? Come in, come in. It's all right, folks.
Thanks, dude. Nice house.
Oh, maybe men have nummy nums.
Oh, maybe he has some sweet rolls or lemonade.
Oh, I don't think you'll fit through my door, big feller.
Oh, that's just Punch, dude. He's harmless.
Just the same. How about we head out here to the barn? I have some nice comfy couches and a few cots. We can get your friend all fixed up right as right. That's right. Right as rain.
Ew. It's one of those ticks. Kill it.
No, hold up. That's just old Jethro. He's tame.
Oh, I like him. Maybe he's hungry for a little Pepsi parfait.
Mr. Punch, can you put me down?
Stay close to Punch. Punch not like puny human man place.
Right through here, folks. There, here, set the young lady down right here on this cot, and I'll get some medical supplies. Mr., what's your name, son?
I'm Moose, but my friends call me Moose.
Right. Why don't you toss some kindling in the wood stove over there and start a fire? Get some heat in here.
You got it, dude.
You got any stim packs? That should fix her right up.
Oh, afraid not, son. All things considered, I live a little bit of the old-fashioned life. Earth, sun, and air, if you get my meaning. I think we've had enough of technology and what it led to last us a lifetime. But don't you worry. My late wife was a salt of the earth type. We have remedies for just about everything that ails you, from bunions to flesh wounds.
Can I pet Jethro, mister?
Why, sure. Here, give him this blood pack to suck on and he'll love you till the day you die.
Thank you.
Oh, I like this one.
Right this way, son.
It's Chad. Chad Johnson.
Thomas Muller. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Now, let's see. I have an odds and odds medical kit over here that I keep well-stocked. Say, what are you kids doing out this late?
We got a late start. Headed out to camp Wanna Grind a Lot again this year.
You're taking that little girl to that place?
Yeah. What's the problem, dude?
Well, look, it ain't none of my business, but that's the last place you want to bring a little girl to. You know what happened there, right?
Yeah, the lame overseer went on a nutty.
No, no. That was just some copycat nonsense, son. I'm talking in the old days.
Yeah, but that was like a bunch of years ago. Why does it matter?
Matter? Matter? The place was a bloodbath. They should have never opened that camp in the first place. There are old places in the world that, for all of man's glittering technology and whiz-bang robotics, are dark and stay dark. You mind you and yours, because that kind of darkness is always hungry.
Yeah, dude, I don't really dwell on all that stuff. The kid over there deserves a break and some fun. And there's at least 10 hotties who need a little taste of the Chad, you know what I'm saying?
Suit yourself. I did warn you. Ah, here it is.
Baby? I'm losing feeling in my foot.
Hold up there. Here we go. This healing salve is somewhat of a specialty of my late wife's great-great-grandmother, who brought the recipe over from the old country.
Like, Germany?
No, Newark.
Oh, look out round things, Chode. Miss Tar, can Punch have some?
My apples? Help yourself, green feller. That was an early crop. First generation. Cultivating apples is a family thing, but it's been a real pickle to get them to grow in these conditions. Took me forever to figure out the right fertilizer mix to get them to really grow.
That's... well, it's like feeling a lot better. Wait, what's like happening to my toes?
Oh, yeah, well, sometimes that can happen. My Ellie called it the gypsy curse, on account that sometimes if the mix was off, it had a tendency to heal and give your little hair follicles a boost.
Oh my god, I've got hair all over my foot.
Can someone find me a video camera? I'm having the best day ever.
And just like that, I discovered I'm not into something kinky.
When we get back to Camp Moose, you're gonna find me a razor. That's what you're gonna do.
Anywho, you should be right as rain now.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah, bro. Really appreciate it. Come on, kid. Let's pound the dirt.
Well, I'll be. She's out like a light, and old Jethro is purring like a kitten. Look, I need to hit the hay. Need to be up before dawn to head into the fields, but why don't you folks stay here the night? In the morning, if you're still dead set on heading over there, at least you'll have gotten some shut-eye.
This mattress is, like, actually clean and doesn't look like someone was murdered on it. I say we stay here. That camp is, like, gross, and I'm stuck there for 2 weeks.
Push over, babe!
No. You break the cot. Pull up that hay bale or something.
Oh, Punch tummy gurgle. Oh.
You ate a crate of apples. Well, good night, folks. Likely won't see me in the morning, but I'll see you again. Some counselor named Brian pestered me into teaching some classes. I told him flat out I won't be setting foot over there, but the kids will be coming over to learn about farming for their merit badges.
Sounds good, dude. Good night.
Where did everyone go?
Off to bed. Get some sleep. Here, I packed your comfy blanket.
Thank you. Night-night.
Good night, kid.
On darkest night, by light of moon, your young life will end all too soon. Around the waters of Crystal Lake, he is sleeping for souls to take. Take a lover's hand and run while you can out of the dark Huntsville Sickle Man.
This concludes part two of our multi-part saga, The Sickle Man Is Here. We will continue in part three. Until then, this is Kenneth Vigia, and I hope to see you in the wasteland.
Hey friends, this is Robots, the creator of the Robots Radio Podcast Network and host of the two original shows on the network, the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. These two shows have rocketed up the iTunes charts. They both together have over 150 five-star reviews in only a couple of months, with bite-sized episodes that take you step-by-step through the background of the games and the game worlds. They're thought-provoking, well-produced, and a lot of fun. I recommend you go check them out at robotsradio.net or on any podcast, reader, podcatcher, whatever you use, iTunes, Spotify. Again, that's the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, available everywhere.